Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, v'chein noshim esha amru lahim, Ivdikachavim came to women and they said, Tunu lani achas mekem, give us one of you netama, and we'll be metama her, v'im lav, if you don't give us over one, hereinu metamim es kulchan, we'll do the same for everybody. In this case, even Rabbi Yishu would be maida, yetamu es kulon, unfortunately, you would have to let them carry out their threat, but there is no other option. The al yimsru lehem nefesh achas mi Yisrael, you cannot give over one nefesh mi Yisrael. Why? Explains the Batanura. Because there is a rule, she'ein doichem nefesh mipnei nefesh. That means you can't decide, oh, so you go and everybody else will be saved. Who are you to decide who should go and who should be saved? So there's a shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan says like this. Let's say, Avdei Kechavim come and they say, give us one person, we're going to kill him. You pick whom. If not, we'll kill all of you. Everyone agrees we can't decide who should live, who should die. However, if the Avdei Kechavim come and they say, give us that person, they point to a specific person, even though that person is not Chayiv Misa. And they say, either you give us that person that we're looking for or we'll kill all of you. Then the sheet of Rabbi Yechon is you're allowed to give the person over. Rish Lakish disagrees. One of the stories that the Gemara tries to learn from is the story of Sheva ben Bichri. Who was Sheva ben Bichri? After Absalom failed with his rebellion against David, Sheva ben Bichri thought, maybe David is still vulnerable, I can jump in over here. And although most of the people had a love for David HaMelech and they wanted him to return to his throne, Sheva ben Bichri paid people off, he promised them kavod, and he started a rebellion against David. His rebellion failed. David's general, Yoav, chased him into the town of Avela, and there he hid. Yoav surrounded the town. He built a huge platform out of stone, and he was ready to fire into the town and destroy the town. And a woman came out to negotiate with Yoav. You know who this woman was? Serach bas Asher. Remember, she had a bracha v'arichas yamim. Eventually she went up to Gan Eden without dying. Why did she get the bracha from Yaakov Avinu? Do you remember? Right, because she's the one that brought the news that Yosef is alive and is a king of Mitzrayim. She came out and said to Yoav, why do you want to kill the entire town? You have to first come and try to make shalom with the town. So he said, give me Sheva ben Bichri. First he wanted many people, she negotiated for less. Eventually he said, just give me Sheva ben Bichri and I will leave the town alone. So she went to the Zakenim and explained that Sheva ben Bichri is actually Chayav Misa. He's a Moirid B'malchus. And they gave him over. But he was Taka Chayav Misa. Another story in the Yerushalmi, and it's also brought down in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayigash. There was a man by the name of Ula ben Koishev. Ula ben Koishev ran away from doing an Aveira. He was actually a tzaddik. He ran to Lud, to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The government people came in, they surrounded the town where Ula ben Koishev was. And they said, if you don't give him over to us, we're going to destroy the entire Medina. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi went to Ula bar Koishev and he begged him, please, be meichel me, what should we do? It's better that you should be killed. If not, the entire tzibur will be killed because of you. And he was given over. Eliyahu HaNavi used to come all the time to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but suddenly Eliyahu stopped coming. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi fasted many tanesim. The Medrash says he fasted 30 tanesim. And finally Eliyahu appeared to him. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to him, why? Why did you stop coming? And Eliyahu said, what do you think? You give over a person to be killed and I should come to you? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, but what I did was according to the halacha. They picked him, they pointed him out, and they said that if he's not given over, they're going to destroy the entire Medina. So Eliyahu said, you may be right, but v'chichenu derech chasidim, for a chassid like you, it was not right. You should have not done it.